Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the good life. Welcome, everybody. All right, even though it is a national day of love, I celebrate love every day, as you guys know that, and you should be too. Loving self, loving one another, loving on the fur babies, the human babies, all the love stuff. Welcome. It's Sue with Clarity with Sue. We've got a lot going on, a lot of stuff behind the scenes and some new launches that are going to be happening. So I'm super excited to kind of teach you about all of that. And good morning and good afternoon and good evening, wherever you are listening to this in the world. Remind all of you, if you want to stay in contact and stay in the know, in the now, all you got to do is go to Clarity with Sue and claritywithsue.com and then /newsletter. Actually, the newsletter pops right up right on that front screen, and they're called love bumps because I send you little love bumps every week. And because I have not been doing that over these last couple weeks, it's because I've got a new launch getting ready to happen, some new branding, some new messaging, all the good stuff. So that's going to start happening probably end of this month, in March. Also, speaking of March, March is my birthday month. And for my birthday month, I'm going to open up the phone lines, all the shows in March. We're going to be doing some readings, card pulls, and some little one-on-one time with Sue and get your answers or your questions answered. And also tapping into source. And also doing the practical, the real life practical tools to help you self-regulate those mindsets, some meditation. I won't be doing meditations, but obviously I'm going to be giving you all kinds of tips and tools. So happy birthday to all of you for the month of March. So mark that on your calendar so you guys know when to call in. I'll provide all the call-in information to the radio show. Benny will answer the phone. Good morning, Benny. I see the, there you are.
Hi. I'm letting you have your moment. I'm playing camera guy at the same time.
You do understand that the audience, you know how many people comment and say, I love you and Benny. The banter is awesome. And they love you.
That's what we do best. And cheers to you on the next couple of months. I know you, how dare you be so, you know, involved with so many new things coming. How dare you? But it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
See if you
a lot
catch
of
that.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of shifts and change. I mean, mm-hmm. Obviously, these last 3 years have been entertaining, air quotes, for so many people.
Good way of putting
right?
it. Good way of putting it.
And yeah, and I've gone through massive emotional, energetic, location-wise changes that I've ever done in my life. And
Me too.
Yeah?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I sold my house. I moved. And so I live with my girlfriend now. And like, oh, yeah, I've told you that. So you need to check your emails. I'm just kidding. I'm not throwing you under the bus or anything. No, I just don't talk about it publicly as much on the air. But no, we've been doing really good, too. And it's been a wild last year as well. So
right, everything's for everybody. Yes.
Yeah, but everything's moving forward in the right direction.
That's it right yep. there, what you mm-hmm. just said, moving forward. Mm-hmm. Moving forward to a betterment, a yeah. better life and lifestyle, and getting really grounded and having that self-compassion, mm-hmm. self-awareness, and trust that you're in the right spot at the right time.
For sure.
Yep, all that good stuff. Okay, well, enough with me. March is going to be fun, Benny. We're yep. opening up the phone lines. It's just going to be you, me, and all of our audience calling in. And I'm getting back to that again because that's my sweet spot. I love interacting with our audience and our callers and doing that. So we're gonna start doing that again in March.
Julia.
Okay, with that, I did the newsletter. I did all the good juicy stuff. I am really excited for you guys know this about. I'm excited every time I have a guest, And Tom, let me talk to you about Tom. Tom Palladino is on a personal mission to make difference in the world by providing people with the education and tools to restore optimal health and enhance their quality of life. Who wouldn't want that? We're going to talk about this energy light. I'm going to let him completely unpack all of this. I'm on the boat with him. I'm totally on the boat with all of this. It's energy. It's juicy stuff. So Tom works in the quantum field, the consciousness of the universe, in air quotes, to activate the body's own innate healing ability. Tom's technology works through a person's photograph and has the power to break down the molecular bonds of over 400,000 pathogens. That's not a typo. It's amazing. Pathogens, bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites, and much more in the body. He has programs for anti-aging, hormones, and nutrition. Sign me up. Just to name a few. You know what, Tom? Come on in. Bring it. How are you? Welcome.
I am well. Thank you for the invitation. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to let you drop this big, beautiful bomb because I'm on the ship. I'm already there. I drink this Kool-Aid. So,
okay.
But let's unpack it for the audience and help them to understand the education and the science.
Sure. This is very simple. I work with scalar energy or quantum energy. Some people call that chi or zero point energy. This is not electricity. Nikola Tesla discovered scalar energy. So I have scalar energy instruments. So I'm working in another spectrum for quantum wellness, energy wellness. It's not biological, it's informational. And what you can do with a scalar energy instrument, I have scalar energy instruments. What you can do with the scalar energy instrument is incredible. And just incredible. We'll explore some of the things you can do with scalar energy instruments. So in a nutshell, I work with scalar energy, not electricity. I have instruments that can improve quantum health, and I'll elaborate on that in specific what I can do.
I want to talk about the difference between when you say electricity and scalar energy, what that means, because people are scratching their head going, what? Right.
The scalar energy it's from the sun and the stars. It's the energy that powers the universe. It's chi or prana. Some people call it consciousness. So electricity is, if you will, the movement of electrons or the movement of a current along a wire. We're not working with the movement of electricity through that force field. It's a different energy spectrum. So when we're working with scalar energy, it is distinct from that of electricity or magnetism. This is the free energy of the universe, scalar energy. This is the energy that powers the sun and the stars. If you want to understand how the universe was created and how we have power in the stars, light, it's scalar energy. There's no power plant, obviously, in a star. So what gives the star its brilliance, its luminosity? It's scalar energy. That's the key to my research. I'm not working within the electromagnetic spectrum. Hence, I have a different set of properties, a different set of scientific laws that I can work by. And those scientific laws, scalar laws, far exceed electromagnetic laws.
Unpack that for us. What does that mean? What does that mean? Yeah. Not only, you know, for us as humans in our big 3D bodies, right? And also just to unpack the whole concept of it. Pretty please. Okay.
Well, what I've discovered with scalar energy, it's instructive. It can instruct the universe. Now, what do I mean? I have scalar energy instruments that allow me, in particular, one of the functions is to instruct physical matter. In other words, I can take a scalar energy instrument and I can assemble a nutrient. I can actually assemble vitamins, minerals, or antioxidants. Or in reverse, I can take a scalar energy instrument with instructions and I can send those instructions into a virus and the virus breaks apart. So I can create a molecule or I can break apart a molecule.
You know, the audience is going, huh? How do you do that? How do you do that?
You're right. With scalar energy. You cannot do this with electricity. So what am I saying? Scalar energy, this fundament, is responsible for the intelligence of atoms and molecules. If you want to create an atom or molecule, you do so with scalar intelligence. If you want to break down or transmute that molecule, you do so with scalar energy likewise. So creation and to disassemble. Create, assemble, disassemble. Okay, so put that in motion. Now that we have observed that rubric, that law of science, my scalar energy instruments can easily create a vitamin or a mineral. It's in phase. It actually creates the molecular bonds of a micronutrient. Or in reverse, I have instruments that are reverse phase that can take the herpes virus and break down the molecular bonds of the herpes virus. The herpes virus falls apart, as an example. So this is the sway. This is the consummate control over physical forms that you have with scalar energy to create a molecule or break apart a molecule.
Molecule. Okay, so where my brain is going, and Tom, thank you very much. We got to keep unpacking it for people because yes.
It's subtle. It's very
it's subtle, but there's a lot of information, right? You know, I mean, yeah. I want to make sure I use the right language because it's not energy like a light bulb energy, because like you said, that's the is it atoms?
Yes.
Yeah, atoms. Versus this, you're actually tapping into and using, facilitating my words. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's a new science, so we need a new vocabulary, but go on.
Yeah, but I get it. I love it. And I want to bring this education and knowledge and perspective to the masses as we're doing today, because it can provide such a massive healing, right? Yes. I would love to have this conversation around this type of healing, what we're talking about, what you do. You've discussed about breaking apart a herpes virus, a virus in the body, and or doing just the opposite, creating the good stuff, right?
Right. Correct. Okay. So let me explain how this works. And again, this is quantum. This is not biological. When I work with people around the world by way of a photograph. I'm holding up my photograph. My photograph has quantum energy or scalar energy. People will email me a photograph, and I actually print out a photograph and place it inside an instrument. So if a cell phone can speak to another cell phone, then I can speak to a person by way of their photograph because it has energy. We're having a video call right now. You're not in my office, it's your image. Well, people don't come to my office, they send their image, their photograph. And when I place a person's photograph inside my instrument, we connect at the quantum level. It's not biological, it's non-physical information. And then I can send information into the quantum field or into their image or their spirit body. And the information that I send, I instruct a vitamin to assemble, the B complex vitamins, or an amino acid, or a fatty acid. I can do all of that through information or intelligence because it's so easy to work with light. Light is fundamental. Light is instantaneous, and light energy never makes a mistake. So with my scalar light instrument, I can instruct the quantum field to create the B complex vitamins. And it does it all the time because there's no human reasoning. It's an instrument. It's energy.
I love this. You know, coming from an energy facilitator, I can't say legally I'm a healer because I don't, and I, honestly, I don't think any of us, we are just the conduits, right? It's the universal energy.
Thank you.
However, there's an education. I've got a few different certificates in that. And where I'm going with this conversation is the energy. And a part of me had to get out of my own way, right? You know, here I am standing in my office doing a facilitation of a healing of a guy in Dubai, for crying out loud. And I'm sick, you know, and we're talking about the conversation with the pictures and that self-doubt that comes up. But man, what comes back is the testimonials. It's good for me to hear that too, wouldn't you, as a practitioner, don't you? I mean, it's humbling and it's exciting and it's all the stuff.
Now, let me make this even simpler. Everybody is a scalar energy expert. Or a consciousness expert. Why? Everybody has a mind, which are brain waves, which are scalar waves. Everybody has emotions, a heart, which are scalar waves. So this is the energy that instructs the universe, including our mind, and our heart, our emotions. Mm-hmm. So scalar waves are brain waves. Now, everybody has a brain, a mind. So what is the real, what's the underpinning of all thinking? Scalar energy. It's consciousness, instructions. So what we can do with the mind, I also can do with my instrument. You know, a lot of people say mind over matter. Sure. Many people say positive thoughts help create your atmosphere. Obviously. And those are positive scalar waves. So if I have an instrument that can mimic or imitate the mind, then I can what? Create a vitamin or break apart a bacteria.
And why wouldn't you not want to have the extra bump? Yeah. It would be a huge bump, but don't get me, you know, I'm just like, come on, right?
Yes. It's simple. It's easy. People simply send, email me their photograph. It's painless because we're working with energy. There's no chemicals involved. It's non-physical. It's non-chemical.
And your body knows what to do with it.
Yes.
Your energy body and your human 3D body versus drugging it.
Exactly. It's innate. It's part of us. There's no human reasoning involved. There cannot be a chemical detox. There's no chemicals. There cannot be any drawback. Why? It's pure energy. Infinite pure energy from the Godhead. It's perfect. It's a perfect exercise. It's a perfect way of delivering information.
And a healthy practice, you know, like a yoga pose. This is a healthy practice.
When
like the practicality of the yoga pose, but you know, providing yourself that love and that practice is where I was going with that.
Yes, that's astute. I agree. And we're going back to nature. Now, keep in mind, I'm working with the energy of the sun and the stars. So this is the innate, this is the life force energy of the universe. Mankind cannot manipulate that. So if there's no way to manipulate that, then it remains pure. The instructions remain perfect instructions, which is homeostasis.
I love this. How can we really like give an analogy or an example for the audience to really take a big bite of this?
Okay. Some people have healing hands. What is that? That's chi or prana or scalar energy. When some people can lay their hands on you and you're healed, it's information. It's chi, it's life force energy from their hands. It's not electricity. So a person is simply a channel from the Godhead. We have those, some people have healing hands. Other people can heal themselves mentally, or they can pray for somebody and their prayer will heal somebody. Prayer is a function of scalar energy. The if you will, the animating force behind prayer is scalar energy, scalar light, consciousness. So I can either instruct with my instrument, or even better, people can instruct with their mind and their heart. And I've always said the human mind and human heart far exceed my instrument in capability.
Such a good conversation. Okay, we are going to take a quick commercial break, audience. It's a good time to take a break. We're still live on YouTube, and I'm going to be continuing the conversation and noodling with Tom over there. If you would like to join us on YouTube, all you got to do is just type in YouTube and then type in 1150 AM, and you will see me and Tom with all of our air signs going on, our hand movements and all of our stuff. Sue here with Clarity with Sue, soon to be changed, but still the same love, the same perspective, the same, all that good stuff. We'll be right back, you guys. Hey guys, Sue here. How does this sound? Releasing your small T trauma blocks. What are small T trauma blocks? Those are those little nicks in your nervous system, those little triggers that pop up that are keeping you diminished, keeping you small, keeping you from your greatest potential. I'm going to be doing a 5-day mini event in April. Let's get together and really have powerful change. Go to claritywithsue.com. That's claritywithsue.com.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey everyone, Sue Lundquist here with Clarity with Sue, and that's claritywithsue.com. I am talking to you about going from checked out to tapped in. Set your team up and apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find its purpose. I'm going to talk about morale, three phases of transformation, those little nicks in the wire, your beliefs, and really getting present so you have the resilience, so you can engage and you can have intentional living. This provides the purpose your team is desiring. Let's get you tapped in and on a unified front with appreciation and building an aligned team and its morale. Simply email me, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Welcome back. It's Radio World. We're, of course, here on the Radio World. And if you're joining us later in the podcast world, thank you so much. Make sure you give us a 6-star rating. I know it only goes up to 4 or 5, but let's just shoot for the stars. Sue here. Welcome back. Remind all of you, in the month of March, we're opening up the phone lines. So make sure that you call in and you get some one-on-one time with me, and we're going to share some love and some energy. So make sure you guys have that on your calendar. It might be my birthday month, but it's a celebration to all of you and some new goodies that are happening. All right. Tom and I have been talking about, you know, what comes up for me, Tom. I want to say the forces, the energy, the universal energies that are at play, the conversation of energies that we can all tap into. However, you have specific tools to help people. Yes. From, do I say biological, cellular? Are those
words? Keep it at the quantum level. Why? Okay. Because everything is non-physical. Let's just say quantum.
Quantum. Okay. Let's have this conversation during the break on YouTube. You were talking about community. You want to talk about that community?
Yeah. Okay. I do a lot of pro bono work around the world. I've been working with non-government organizations and clinics around the world. I'm going to hold up a photograph. This is a photograph of an HIV clinic in Delhi, India, Om Prakash. Now, this is up close and personal, about 15 people who at one time were HIV positive. The gentleman in the very center in the orange colored shirt, he had HIV viral disease. And he had a detectable viral load for 13 years. He sent his photograph to us. His name is Sahil. And again, I only work with people by way of their photographs. So I receive photographs from Delhi, India, from an HIV clinic. And after I work with people in Delhi, India, if people have a follow-up PCR test, every test is undetected. No viral load for HIV.
Audience, did you hear that? Repeat that, Tom. I want to make sure people understand what you just said, because that's really, really important.
It is. Okay. So I'm working with an HIV clinic in Delhi, India, and people will email me their photograph. Now, I work with people in the quantum field through the photograph. After I've worked with these people in Delhi, India, if these people go as far as to have a follow-up PCR test, a polymerase chain reaction test, nobody has a viral load. There is no detectable viral load for HIV. This gentleman in the center, Sahil, he's the founder. He was HIV positive for 13 years. He always had a viral load. I worked with him through his photograph in 2017. And for the past 4.5 years, he's had no detectable viral load for HIV. Now, to further that, we've worked with, it's a huge clinic, you know, India is quite populated. We've worked with 5,000 people at this HIV clinic, Om Prakash in Delhi, India. And nobody, after our work with them, through their photograph, nobody has any viral load. There's no detectable viral load for the HIV virus. Now, this is a new science. And frankly, medical science, Newtonian science cannot prove or disprove what I'm doing. This is not Newtonian physics.
Yep.
I am not working with medicine. I'm working with photographs of people. This is a new science that's never been distinguished. It's never been, if you will, clarified.
Clarified or quantified, right?
Quantified.
Yeah.
So this is groundbreaking research. I don't believe anybody in the world has accomplished what I've accomplished. I have a unique approach. I have custom built instruments. What is the purpose of my discussion with Sue? I'm trying to get my message out there. I'm trying to deliver to the world this good news, and I'll let the world come to their conclusion. Again, there is no scientific body that can say yes or no to this. It's never been done before.
I'm really excited and proud of you for stepping in the rink, a big, big step in the rink and providing, you know, because in life, everybody's a naysayer. There's all that stuff. Yeah. You're of like-minded here, and a lot of the audience is like-minded as well. And providing a new perspective and a new education is really important, and providing this new tool, and amazing to be able to provide a healing to people that were HIV positive, for crying out loud, or it's the herpes virus, or, you know, you could, you're in the world. You tell me this, the types of experiences and things that you've been able to help people with.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Why do I have this confidence? Because when you work with light energy, that's all I do, it never makes a mistake. If I instruct my instrument to seek out and to destroy the herpes virus, that's what it does.
You know, the audience is going, what? Wow, really? You know they are.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
And just leaning into the faith and the possibility, and come on, why not? Right? Really? Why not? And the what about cancer? Have you had conversations around the cancers and stuff like that?
No. Cancer's a different approach. I've not mastered that. I asked God for the wisdom to work with cancer, so I don't even mention that. I stick with microbes, germs, pathogens such as viruses, bacteria, fungi.
Gotcha. All right. Good information. Well, I want to tease the audience. You have a special gift for the audience, but I'm just going to tease them. We're going to wait till almost to the end of the show, because I am totally jumping on this boat. I am absolutely jumping on this boat, Tom. You guys, you got to wait just a few more minutes, but there is 15 days of free sessions for all of you. So I'm going to get you that information as soon as, well, in a few minutes to keep you guys tapped in. Let's have some more conversations about your why. You know, that was one of the things I didn't really talk about at the beginning. Yeah. Was, and I usually do that, but I was so excited to bring you on. Your why, and talk to me about how this has changed your life too, okay. Right?
Why am I doing this? I'm a humanitarian first and foremost. And I did understand Tesla at a very young age. I understood Tesla, what he was doing. And I knew that Tesla was working with scalar energy. He called it radiant energy, but he had free energy devices. And if you look closely, especially at his device, his tower in Long Island, New York, there was no power station. It was a gigantic tower surmounted by a copper dome. And I said to myself, that's the energy of the cosmos. That's the energy of the sun and the stars. He did it. He created free energy devices. And I said to myself, he was ignored. Shame on us. So I want to retrace Tesla's steps. I want to reintroduce free energy for mankind. That's why.
And I can only imagine this upsetting the medical world, right? There's, yeah. I'm sure there's all kinds of contrast in that conversation, right?
Yeah. And not only there, once we extrapolate and we can develop free energy devices, well, then the energy sector will be changed. This is a technology that will change the world. The world.
Where are you at in the spectrum of your biggest desire for this to be? Where are you at? And where, I mean, I know where you want to be going.
Yeah. Right now, it's all grassroots. And I thank you immensely, Sue, for your audience. I only can get the word out through the grassroots effort. You know, there are entities out there that should be helping me. They're not. Why? Because they're not for the people. So if we stick with the grassroots effort with the people will see this forward. So that's where I'm at. I have to introduce this. That's why I give away 15 days of free sessions. I want people to become aware of this. Education is the key.
Education and that knowing too, that... You know, and the experience, right? It's the education and the experience.
Yeah.
Did you freeze up?
That's true. That's
accurate. There you are. Okay. Yep. Your camera froze up, but I could still hear your voice.
Okay.
Through a photo. So I want to have this conversation for the audience again on how this all is possible. I get it. I understand it. I've been in and working with the energy modalities for years. However, you've got a specific modality that that's proven. I mean, the HIV or the herpes, it is no more. And being able to provide the scalar energy to do that and specific tools to do that. What tools do you have? I'm sure the audience is like, well, what do you mean? I just send you my picture. What do you, you know?
I'm gonna hold up one of the instruments. Again, they're custom built instruments. So that is one of the instruments that I work with. That's a scalar energy.
Is that a copper bowl? What is that?
That's a capacitor. And there's also a vacuum tube. So these are Tesla instruments, or these are what I would consider the newest version of scalar energy instruments that will capture a scalar wave. So I actually place a person's photograph right next to the instrument because the instrument produces an environment.
Yes.
And when I place your photograph next to the instrument, your instrument is in a scalar energy environment. You ever hear the expression, somebody traveled through a wormhole or somebody went into a different dimension? That's an accurate description because scalar energy, it is a different dimension. It is a stargate, so to speak. In other words, you can either be in the electromagnetic spectrum or the scalar energy spectrum. And if you transition from electromagnetic existence to scalar existence, it's a different field. It's a different force field. You observe different properties in a different dimension known as scalar energy or consciousness. There are two dimensions.
You're smirking. You got this great little smile on your face. People are like, wait a minute. What do you mean two?
Yeah, there's two realities. There's two ways of existing. You know, when we speak of this term consciousness, there is consciousness. It's scalar energy. And how do you access it? Through the scalar dimension. You know, how do you think? How do How is it that the heart beats? What gives us emotions? Those are all non-physical constructs, so to speak. What is the non-physical universe? It's instructions, scalar instructions. You know, just because I have this pen, this physical pen, well, that's the end product. There were instructions that created this pen. So it's a gigantic field. It's universal, scalar energy. It's a new and emerging science. And once we wrap our head around it, we're going to make great progress.
How can people help? How can people help you and support and Thank get you. Behind you?
Sign up for the 15-day free session. Experience quantum healing through your information field.
I'm doing it. Are you kidding? I'm so signing up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what a gift.
In so doing, you'll also experience a chakra bouncing. This energy is so strong, it really gives some people a feeling of tranquility. It changes their mood. It changes their emotions. Some people say that their mental clarity enhances because we are rebalancing the brain waves. So that you might
notice that. I could use some brainwave rebalancing in a hot second. My neurotropics, my coffee.
You might notice that your dream state in the first week is enhanced. You have a deeper dream state. Oh. Why? Because we're getting into the subconscious mind. This is non-physical information going into your subconscious mind. And many people start recalling their dreams.
How does that, I love this. How does that help with the intuitive and the psychic in me, right? And help to enhance that. Go ahead.
I'm gonna forecast that you're gonna pick this up right away. That if you are that intuitive, you're gonna feel this energy.
Totally.
That as many people who are psychic or many people who are or have this intuition, this sense or this appreciation of non-physical reality, yep. they pick it up within a day or two and they say, look, something has shifted. I feel different. You know, I've gone as far as some people have told me, Tom, I'm no longer addicted to cigarettes or alcohol. Well, I'm not a substance abuse counselor. The energy corrected cigarette abuse or alcohol abuse. Because it's instructive and it corrects the conscience.
You know, I, again, Tom, thank you. This conversation about it, the energy, scalarler, I'm like blurting it out again. Say it out loud.
Scalar energy.
Scalar, because I was going to mispronounce it again. Scalar energy. During my energy training, right, we would talk about this whole premise of the energy, scalar energy, the universal energy, tapping into that, again, air quotes, I'm using my air quotes, tapping into that frequency and energy and getting out of the way. Just like you talked at the top of the hour, it is perfect in its nature and natural form because that's what it is. It's the divine energies, right? Yes. It's coming in and it's doing the work. You know, and I have this conversation with people, if I'm facilitating an energy healing or doing that modality, in fact, my daughters years ago, they're like, Mom, please heal this. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work that way. You know, I got it. I can tap into the energies and prime the pump, so to speak, but it's up to the divine and the universal energies to say what they're going to be doing or not doing. Exactly. Does that make sense? Did I communicate
that? Of course.
Okay.
That's brilliant. You know, and this is just common sense. Once you understand the quantum field or intention, you realize that you have to work in harmony with the intention. You can't override nature. This is what I love about my work. I work hand in hand with nature. If you look at the destructive forces at play today, many times it's because we work against nature. And when you work against nature, it's going to come back to haunt you.
No bueno for this kid, Tom. No. Oh, what? Okay. You guys, I've been teasing you. 15 days, free sessions, 15 days. All you got to do is I'm going to spell this out for you. www.scalarlight.com. 15 days of a free session for all of you. So please, you guys, come on. One, show support for yourself and of course for Tom and the work that he is doing and stepping in the rink. before we head out, we got about 10-ish minutes. Is there something else that's intuitively coming to you, Tom, that you want to cover?
Let me go back 100, 150 years ago. Let's revisit Tesla. Tesla was able to demonstrate free energy from the sun and the stars. He built a tower in Colorado Springs, and he was able to illuminate light bulbs at a distance. And then he moved his operation to Long Island, New York, and he was likewise able to use this free energy and as a power tool, as he wanted to give free energy to mankind. Now, how is that possible? Well, keep in mind, people, the power plant are the stars. Now, look how cumbersome, look how dangerous our power grid is today. You have to drill for oil or gas. You have to harness that oil and gas. You have to deliver it. It's the power grid is just, it's cumbersome and it's inefficient. What if we could just draw energy from the stars so the power grid pre-exists? This is what Tesla saw. You don't need a substation. You don't need telephone wires. You don't need satellites. You don't need pipes to deliver fuel. All you have to do is capture the energy of the sun and the stars. This is the perfect way to deliver energy to the world. It's wireless transmission of energy. So what I'm doing today is a wireless transmission of energy through photographs. But Tesla was demonstrating a wireless transmission of energy to light bulbs. So we're getting there. We're starting to retrace the footsteps of Tesla. And I will say somebody in the future is going to develop a free energy device. And this
what
is
about the Elon Musks of the world. I mean,
this is going to catapult the human race forward. If we have inexpensive, clean energy, yeah, it solves so many problems. You know, we keep hearing about the degradation of the environment. Okay, I understand. There is no pollution with scalar energy. It's non-physical. It's not a chemical.
How do you get it from a massive scale then, though? You know, you've got, you know, if we're talking a, you know, a world scale, and again, we're talking frequency. I get that. But, you know, like your machines.
It's a process.
Okay.
I'm starting with photographs of people.
Yeah.
By the way, I can treat by way of collages. I can miniaturize the photograph. For instance, I'm already scaling. Today in my laboratory, I had photographs of 500,000 people. On any given day, I'm treating about 500,000 people because I have NGOs, I have charities around the world sending me photographs. So I'm already scaling this. Now I'm doing that on the quantum level with quantum help. Can we eventually do that with homes and factories? Yes, because there's no impediment. You
right.
don't need an infrastructure. You don't need railroad cars. You don't need substations. You don't need electrical wires. You don't need telephone poles. It's everything that is wireless. If you can receive, if a satellite can send out signals for millions of telephones, cell phones, then we can do the same thing with scalar energy acting as a satellite sending out signals to homes or factories.
It's like, beam me up, you know, I'm joking, but it's serious. Beam me up, Scotty, right? Seriously, scalar energy, it sounds kind of, it's the wave of the future, right?
Yes, it is. It's going to change the world. This technology.
And, you know, people get so scared because, oh my God, it's new. What do you mean I can get energy from the stars and the sun? You know, you can, it's possible. And the Teslas of the world started. And now we're bringing the Toms of the world forward.
You know, what Tesla started will never die. He started the movement. Sadly, he did not have the internet 120 years ago. Today, we have the internet. Sue, thank you for this platform. This is very real. You visit my website, you'll read 4,000 testimonies from people around the world. Those 4,000 testimonies cannot be auto-suggestion. It's
well,
real.
No, I'm with you. And again, audience, if you're just tuning in, let me use the language better, tuning in, you've missed a great, you know, good 45, 50 minutes here. Tom is offering 15 days free sessions, you guys. So come on, jump on the boat with me and thousands of other people getting themselves healed. You can go to scalarlight.com. And I will have this information in the show notes and when I post it on my site and also on Instagram and all that good stuff. I'm totally jumping on the boat. Before we go, we've got about 7 minutes. What would you like to end with today?
Again, this is a call to humanity. And if there was ever an opportunity to become a part of a grassroots movement, not my grassroots movement, but the movement for free energy, okay, this is it. And there's going to be many, many scientists will bring forward scalar energy. And, you know, just like the computer age 50 years ago.
Right. All this new stuff, right?
Nobody had a computer 50 years ago. But when people got on board and they saw the benefits, they said, yeah, I want a computer. Now it's a necessity.
Well, I'm an 80s kid. The microwave, when the microwave came out, I don't cook my food with the microwave, but that, or even Atari, you know, or Pac-Man, something new comes out. I know it's not the same, but still, there are things in life where people are going to scratch their head and there's going to be the naysayers and the people that go, eh, no. And here you are. It's proving. It's so right there, you know?
I'm going to hold up. This is a PCR test.
Oh, the HIV virus. Okay. Not detected. HIV virus, not detected, audience.
Yeah. Here's another PCR test.
Wow. He's holding up a testing. I love this. I'm going to give out your website again. www.scalarlight.com. Go ahead, Tom.
You will see these PCR tests on our website. Now, this cannot be determined or if in any way interpreted according to Newtonian physics. I don't work with electricity and magnetism. So the results that you see on the website really is the new body of evidence for scalar energy, in which after people send me their photograph, if they have a follow-up PCR test, invariably there's no viral load for HIV.
Amazing.
So it's a new science. Once again, we allow the people to try the 15-day free session. If this is of merit and people see the benefits, it will grow on its own. I don't have to need to water the flowers every day. It will become self-perpetuating. And that's what I envision. I want people to feel comfortable with this. I'm all about results.
Be comfortable. And also there's something to also be said, Tom, about, hey, listen, guys, you come at this with an open mind and an open heart, right? You really do. You got to come. If you come with your eyes closed, you're not going to see it.
Exactly. When, by the way, when people send us your photograph, you don't have to change your lifestyle. You don't have to observe any type of exercise regimen or water regimen or sleep regimen.
Although water
would
be good. It's a good conduit. Keep hydrated. Keep hydrated. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
All right. We've got about 2 more minutes and we'll wrap it up. Anything else, love?
Nope, that's about it. I don't want to be loquacious. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Absolutely. How can people get a hold of you if they want to have this conversation with you?
Visit the website first, scalarlight.com.
Scalarlight.com, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, at the very bottom of our homepage are the social media links that you can look further at our work. And then if you're inclined, send us an email. We'll respond to you. If you have any questions, we have people on the support desk, a great staff. Send us your question. We're here to answer questions. It's all about education. But you have to take the first step. Visit the website.
Visit the website, scalarlight.com, www.scalarlight.com. I'm going to spell that out for you guys again, www.scalarlight.com. Again, thank you so much. And audience, you know this. It's new perspective, new thoughts, new ideas. It's a new you. You have the potential within you. You just have to make the choice. We, myself and Tom, I speak for myself. You're in the boat. We're handing you the oars. You can row it or you can keep going upstream, wherever you're at. How about just jumping in the boat and rowing with us, metaphorically speaking?
Yes.
What, bravo. You were going to say something, Tom?
No, bravo. Well spoken.
Love it. Okay, Tom, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to remind everybody how to get a hold of you on the website. I know we've got a few extra minutes here. www.scalarlight.com. And if you, like Tom was talking about, you can get all the research. We spoke to HIV, we spoke to herpes, the viruses. We unpacked all the information about what this quantum energy, this quantum light, this quantum, can I say frequency, Tom? Is frequency still in there, or are we going to back?
We won't use that because it's not electricity.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay.
Let's call it instructions.
Quantum instructions.
There you go.
Ooh, I like that. Quantum instructions. And like you said at the top of the hour, it is beautiful, just like nature. Right?
It is. We're going back to nature.
And providing tips and tools and education here. So if you guys want more information, just go to the website. And of course, jump on the website for the 15 days of free sessions for everybody. www.scalarlight.com and get all of your information. We are a couple minutes early, but why don't we go ahead and wrap it up and remind all the audience that we have got the whole month of March to make sure that you guys are going to call in, and I'm going to love on you one-on-one and give readings, share my energy and my frequency with you, Tom. It has been an absolute delight. Thank you so much for stepping in the rink. This is a big rink, and keep shining. Let me know how I can best support you. Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, Benny. Thank you very much. Audience, until we see you next week, we're going to talk relationships. I've got another guest, Roy, who's coming on. He's been on before. It's going to be a really good conversation. It's Valentine's Day. It's love day every day. Love every day. But you know what? I can feel the energy. It's a little different. It's a little juicier today for Valentine's Day. Tom, thank you so much. To the audience, I love you guys. We will see you next week. And until then, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.
Welcome to the good game on. We're going strong. A renaissance, a new beginning. Sit tight, enjoy the ride. Yeah, we're on fire. One chance, our only dance, and we